We want to talk to you this morning about what we feel like the Lord. We just want to be an informal, and we felt like the greatest thing that we could bring you today on this Christmas Eve is to bring some promises into your life. And we just really believe that that's what God's given to all of our lives individually, that God is able to take a normal life and to make it move into a miraculous life. And so what we want to happen is we want to believe God for every person in this church, for your family to become miraculous in the Lord. And we believe that's possible. Lane mentioned the things that we'd walked through just the last number of years. You walked through it with us. And if it had not have been for God, how many of you can say that, if it had not have been for God?
Yes.
Some of you that really feel that, just stand up and give the Lord a praise offering. If it had not have been for the Lord, if it had not have been for God, if it had not have been for God, where in the world would we be today? But Jesus is our master, amen? So I want to share with you, I'm calling it, the family is God's dream. And really it is. So many times we get so individual and thinking about our place in the Lord. And if you're not careful, we can all get greedy. We can really begin to just think about even God in the sense of what God's doing for me and what God's helping me do and what God's helping me overcome. I want you, when we move into those areas, we have just diminished the power of God. Because the power of God is so much greater than that. Now, you're vitally important to the Lord. Every one of us are. But God wants to use us to be a flow into other people's lives to where God can cause not only your personal life to be miraculous, but God wants everybody that you touch and everybody that you love and everybody that you care for and everybody that you gather. I was so pleased there earlier. That was the first time little girl shared her bottle with me. I don't know how many times I said, give Papa a bottle, and you know, she holds it onto it, but I so that she gave me her bottle there and able to share it with me, because that's what really Jesus is all about. It's us believing God to overcome our own personal issues to the place, not that we can just bask in our personal issues being overcome, to where that we can literally become a blessing into other people. And the first ones that the Lord wants us to be a blessing to is our personal family. Now, that's usually the one that we feel like we have the less influence with. That's usually the one that we feel totally separated from. But that's why Jesus sent the legion, the demonic-powered man that was set free. He said, go back to your home. And that's really where the Lord. Now, a lot of times it may have to take place. The miracles in your personal family may become more through your influence of prayer. But that's what God intended it to do. God wants each one of our lives to desperately need him. And so the more dependent we are on him spiritually and the less we can do physically, the greater glory God will get to have through our life. So I think that's why the Lord makes it so hard at times to be an influence into your own family. A lot of times to be influenced into your own mate, or a lot of times to be influenced with your own children. It's because God, above any other area, God wants that area to be miraculous. And so what the Lord does a lot of times, he diminishes it to the place of prayer. And literally, if I can't pray through it, it will never happen. But that's the place each one of us are just completely and totally dependent upon God. Because the things I'm having to pray about is things I can't do. It's things that I can't accomplish, things that I can't make a family appreciative. I can't make a person see my true motive. I can't make that. So God brings us down to the place. But Jesus had that same walk also. That exact walk was in the life of Jesus. Because his own brothers did not believe in him. They ridiculed him. They even tried to get him to go to Jerusalem and die early. And evidently somewhere, even though his mom was so precious, she got caught up in the scheme of that. And to where finally Jesus is there sharing with his disciples, and his mothers and brothers are out and desiring he would leave the place that God had called him to be committed to, and that desired that he would come out to them. At that point, Jesus expressed his heart. But the story didn't stop there. Somebody say the story didn't stop there. Because Jesus' brothers ended up writing major parts of the New Testament. And his mother was a major influence throughout church history and still is today as we study about her life. So it's miraculous what God does about the things that you can't get to move that you just have to pray about. Because those areas that you just have to pray, only God will get the glory. You'll share a little bit of the glory in everything that you can help do because we are called to be partners together with God. There's some things that God and I do together. Don't you just love doing things with God? Man, and a lot of things in life we do with God. He's our partner. We partner together with him. And he'll give you an open door and you'll walk through that open door. Or God will make an opportunity and you'll take seize that opportunity. But some things in life, usually it's the thing that's most important to us. God holds to the area that we can't move them at all. But only God, through his mighty power, can. And I believe that's what the message that the Lord wants us to have this day. That God has allowed those issues in all of our life, but those are the issues in our life that will prove him to be miraculous. I want to just quickly give you verses right here. We've just got about 10 minutes. I just want to quickly, Isaiah chapter 32. I want to just share out God's. Yeah, if you would bring that music up just a little bit, Gary, because I'm coming to the closing moments of our time here together this morning. In Isaiah chapter 32, I want you to notice what it says, and the effect of righteousness will be peace. That's what God said. His effect on your life is to bring peace. And I'll be honest with you, although we serve the Prince of Peace, in much of our lives, that's not true today. But by the effect, by the scripture saying the effect of righteousness means the process that God is working. And those issues that you cannot move yourself is the very place, it's in the middle of the storm that Jesus desires to be the Prince of Peace. It's in the hardest storms of your life. Those strong storms, those storms that seem like they never ever will stop. It's in those places that God desires to speak peace into our lives. So it says here that the effect of righteousness will be peace. And the Amplified, this Amplified version, I love the Amplified because it blows up. I don't believe you can blow up God's word too much. I believe man will spend the next 20 million years just trying to come to a depth of God's word. And the time we get to the depth that we're going to find there's that much more to go. Because God's word is so deep and so wonderful. Oh, I'm sorry. Y'all saw her. Someone please call the abuse line quickly. Okay, I'll hug you. I'm not used to preaching with you. And said, and the result of righteousness will be quietness and confident trust forever. Now, the next verse is so powerful because it begins to tell what that effect does. It says, my people shall dwell in peaceable habitations. In safe dwellings, in quiet resting places. But if we was to be honest before the Lord, most of our dwellings are not peaceable places. And a lot of family gatherings, even beginning this evening and even going in tomorrow, those will be the places that some of you will have the strongest struggle. It's the places that insecurities and inferiorities come back. Childhood conflicts begin to take hold in her. But those are the places that Jesus says, I won't stop until there's effect of righteousness. And it will affect you internally, what the Amplified says, it affects you internally. But Jesus isn't satisfied with just affecting our lives internally. Jesus said, I will affect your life externally for the glory of God. In another version, it says, Isaiah 32 again, it says, 18, it says, and my people will be living in peace. Everybody say, I want to live in peace. In houses where there is no fear. And in quiet resting places. Another version says, and my people, verse 18, shall dwell in a peaceable home. Now, I told you that Lane and I came through several years of struggle in our marriage. But I tell you what, the Lord, I'm sure glad he changed you. It sure made my life a lot easier.
I'm still waiting
for you. Yeah, me too, darling. But God said that my work, everybody say, my powerful spiritual work is not complete until there's a peaceable home that you're living in, and in secure dwellings, and in quiet resting places. Another version says, my people, you going?
No, you're
going to
whack me.
Okay, I'm sorry. It says, my people will live in a peaceable neighborhood. That seems almost non-existent now. But God said, that's his promise to you. If we will let God work in our lives, working internally, and then God will begin to work externally, the Bible says that he will bring it to pass to where there will be peaceful neighborhoods again for the glory of God, and safe houses. Somebody say safe houses and quiet gardens. As pastor, that's one of the hardest things I've dealt with all through the years. Lane knows it. Sometimes in the middle of the night, we get a call and we hear kids screaming. They feel so unsafe. Maybe mom or dad, one has come home drunk and raising all types of things against them. And that child is crying out and calling out. But God said, if we will let God work, God will make our homes into safe and peace homes. Now, I believe the Holy Spirit is talking to me about this. He told me there's three things that's vitally important. That every family, if this is going to come to pass in our lives, there's three things of vital importance. He needs someone in that family that will know something. And then God needs somebody in that family that will believe something. And then God needs somebody in that family that will hear something. The difference between things working out or things not working out is lying in those three areas right there. It lies in the area that God must have somebody in that home. And that's why you are here today. That's why God's brought our lives into connection. So you can touch me and I can touch you. And so the Holy Spirit can have work. So we can know some things that we did not know earlier. And what do I know? I know that God's going to cause all things to work together for good. I know I can trust God in the midst of every storm. I know I can trust God to go ahead of us and make the crooked places straight and make the bumpy places level. The word no, it really needs to be the word see. God needs some people that will see some things. The see is goodness. Because it must start out by a revelation of God. Unless you can see God doing it, unless you can see God big enough to handle your family, unless you can see God big enough to change that husband, unless you can see God big enough to change that wife, it has to start with someone seeing it. And then right behind it, it needs someone to believe. And that's where the promises of God come in our life. God takes the precious, powerful promises of the Lord. And if I would just simply believe God's promises are that God uses to make my life miraculous. God's promises. In fact, I call it the miraculous math. That's what I feel like the Lord shared with me. It's miraculous math. It starts off with a simple love for God. But it has a plus associated with it. Then you take a simple love for God in your heart and you begin to apply the promises of God, or to believe. Somebody say believe. Or to believe the promises of God. And then another plus faith. I must not only be able to see the promise of God, I must believe that God is able to do this. And then it's coupled with another plus of prayer, because some way we've got to take that word and some way get that word working in our lives. Somebody says, I don't have time to pray. If you don't have time to pray, you don't have time for life. Because the only thing that's going to make life work is where I take my relationship with God and I go before the Lord and I take a hold of His promise and say, God, I can't see any way this can happen, but I'm not going to go by what I see. I'm going to go by what I believe. And I believe, God, that You're able to handle even the hardest of situations. I believe that You are. And that equals a miraculous family. In Leviticus, it says, they said, then I will remember again my promises. That's what God says to us. It's the promise that God gives me into my life, coupled with these other areas that come out of my relationship with God, that causes each of our lives to become miraculous. I can't forget that. Because in get rich quick schemes of this day, I can lay aside the very thing that's going to change my life into a miraculous life. God said, I'll remember the promises. In Deuteronomy, it says, for the Lord your God is merciful. He will not abandon you, nor destroy you, nor forget His promises. In First Chronicles, it says, oh Lord, you have given me these wonderful promises just because you want to be kind to me. Why did God give you the wonderful promises? Because God wants to be good to you. And the only way He can be good to you is get somebody to believe His promises. Somebody's got to see them. Somebody's got to believe them. You're that one that God has chosen. Psalms 25 says, friendship with God is reserved for those who reverence Him. With them alone, He shares the secrets of His promise. It becomes a secret in the heart of our life that, how am I going to change my life? The promise of God. How am I going to get my life to move forward? How am I going to pull my family together? How am I going to get this marriage to work out? The promise of God. There's always the promise of God. The promise of God is the secret seed, miraculous of God, that comes into my life that literally brings the change where He can only get the glory from it. And then 2 Corinthians, so beautiful, said, for all the promises of God. Everybody say, all the promises of God. All the promises of God. And I love 2 Peter, and says, as a result of this, He has given you magnificent promises that are beyond a price. So that through the power of these tremendous promises, through the power, somebody say, through the power of these tremendous promises, not through my power, not through your power, God allows into each of our lives that which our power can't move, that only the power of His promise can move. But if I will take a hold to that promise and simply believe, I'm going to ask Elaine, we've got about 4 minutes, I'm going to ask her to take a promise, if she would, and just share it with them. I've got several there. She hasn't even looked at these promises before. But you don't have to, because promises are so rich and real. If you would.
Acts 16:31 is one of the most powerful promises. If you have family and your members that are not saved, it says, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Believe. Everybody say believe.
And you will be saved and your family.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
And she devoted herself to the Lord and was baptized, her and her entire family. And Acts 2 says, God said to Abraham, through your family, all the families on earth.
Somebody
will
say,
be
through
blessed.
My family.
Through my family.
Through my family. God's going to bless other families. Yes.
The ground that you are lying on belongs to you, but I'm giving it to you and to your family. And your family will be as numerous as the dust of the earth. Yes. And they will spread out in all directions, to the west, the east, the north, and the south. And all the families of the earth will be blessed through you and your family.
All the families will be blessed. Do you believe God can do that with your family?
And in that day, says the Lord, I will be the God of all the families, and they will be my people. This is what the Lord Amen. Says.
Amen. Amen. You go ahead. Give us two more. Okay. Now, there's so many powerful promises there. And that's just what I wanted to share with you this morning, that if you've got a promise, then you have got the miraculous power of God to change that situation. And as you walk into this Christmas season, many of you will walk into many, many happy, happy festive gatherings, and some of you are going to walk into some hard gatherings. But whether God has already preceded you and made it miraculous, or you're the one to believe God for it to be miraculous, I want you to trust the Lord. I want you to trust with God. Whatever this season has brought into your life, I want you to trust God that God's going to be able to make this work together for good in my life. That God's going to take the hard things. He's going to even take what seem to be the evil things. He's going to take those things that are resistant to my happiness. He's going to take those things that seem to be so far from what God wants it to do. But if I will believe, if I will take a hold to the promise of God, and if I would pray that promise and trust and believe, and no matter what I see or no matter what I feel, if I would trust God, God would take the seed of that promise and God will make it miraculous in all of our lives for the glory of God in Jesus' name. Let's just bow our heads just for a moment before the Lord. Lord, I'm so thankful that Jesus came. Lord, Jesus came as a result of precious promises given into our life. Lord, I thank you for your promises. Lord, I thank you for your grace. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for your goodness, Lord. Lord, I thank you for what you have done. But Lord, I thank you that in each of our lives, you've not left us desolate. You have not left us alone. Because, Lord, in every situation that we face, you have brought the precious promises of God. In fact, the 7,418 promises, God, that you have given us in your word to be able to change every part of our life. So on this miraculous day, Lord, we want you to know, as Mary all those years ago believed that God was going to perform a miracle, we come today, Lord, believing you to perform miracles in each of our lives, our families, in Jesus' name. I want to quickly ask you, wherever he is still bowed, you hear this morning, say, Jerry, I just need to get some things right with God. I need to first, because that's where the miracle starts, is me making things right with God. If that's you, with no one looking around, I'm just looking. I want you to raise your hand, and I'm going to pray with you very quickly here. Raise that hand before the Lord. Jerry, I need to get some things worked out with God. I need to get some things worked out with the Lord. I need that. I want you to just take a moment. We've had probably about 10, 12 hands here this morning. Let's just pray together. Let's pray as a congregation. Let's say, Father, in Jesus' name, we come to you to receive by faith your promise of forgiveness. Your word says, if I would confess my sin, that you would be faithful and just to forgive me for my sin and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Lord, this morning on this Christmas Eve, I receive by faith the forgiveness of the Lord. From this moment forward, I believe that the blood of Jesus is applied to my life. And I believe that my sins are gone. I believe, the Lord, that you've cast them into the sea to never be remembered again. For when they would come up in my mind, I know they're not in your mind. I thank you, Lord, for forgiving me. I thank you, Lord, for cleansing me. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And somebody shout hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, very quickly also, if you need the miraculous in your family, you say, Jerry, I really believe that I need to take the promise of God and I need to take it into my family situation. Then I need to believe God for God to bring changes. I want you to quickly stand with me this morning if that's you. You say, Jerry, I'm in a situation, I really desperately need God to bring his promises into my situation. I'm going to take that promise. I'm going to defy what the devil has tried to show me. I'm going to trust you, Lord. Somebody say, I'm going to trust you, Lord. I'm going to trust God for the miraculous. Lord, in Jesus' name, Father, the Bible says that you confirm your word with signs following. Lord, we spent this morning talking about the goodness of your promises and the power of your promises to bring change in all of our lives. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I come into agreement with my brothers and sisters that are standing across this congregation today. And, Father, we truly believe in the power of grace of God. Lord, we believe that as we believe your promise, that situation is soon to change. I believe the very God of peace is walking into the storm of my life. And I believe that the very God of peace is speaking peace to that storm. That storm will no longer be able to resist the will of God for His glory. And I do believe that God's going to use this for His glory. This thing's going to come out well. Say that with me. This thing is going to come out well. God's going to let me see it change. That's what the Bible says in Psalms 91, the last verse. God's going to let me see this thing change for the glory of God in Jesus' name. Now somebody just shout praise and glory to the Lord. Hallelujah! The goodness of God.